unless you're wearing a hard hat in the vicinity of PAX Square, this isn't music to your ears or your bottom line. For everyone else with a stake in renovating the Asheville Art Museum, each bolt is a reminder how far away the center is from reopening.
We thought we would be functioning on this site throughout the construction project. I said, oh, really? We're really going to need to move. And move the entirety of the collection. It was fast and furious.
Pam Myers has been the museum's director for 22 years. You have to walk through an active construction zone to get to her office. And on this day, during our conversation, Myers wore a Day-Glow orange and lime construction vest.
This is arguably the most important corner anchoring our downtown, and I think everybody involved in the building committee and the trustees and staff felt like great communities have great art museums that anchor their downtowns, and that this was the place to do that.
When museum leaders committed to raise $24 million for the renovation, not only did they envision remaining open during construction, they circled early 2018 on the calendar for the grand reopening. Now they're looking at early 2019, when the steel supports and scaffolding now on full view will become the museum's west wing. By then, the museum will have been out of the epicenter of downtown Asheville and out of the public eye for nearly 3 years. But Myers and her staff are turning elements out of their control into opportunity.
We're doing an enormous amount of outreach to learn in the community what the community needs from its art museum when we reopen.
Museum staff have partnered with area schools and recreation centers to hold art camps and workshops, and they've placed more art in local libraries and banks. They've also taken over the former home of Foam and Fabric in the South Slope along Biltmore. There, beneath the white glow of the old store's fluorescent lighting, are a small gallery and gift shop, a storage room that doubles as a workshop space, and a staff office where computers sit atop long portable folding tables. With this displacement, Myers points to some positives. Through their outreach, she and her staff are reaching pockets of locals who rarely, if ever, visited the museum downtown.
We are making new friends and engaging in new communities and learning a lot about community need in different ways than we were here. And there is no question that that is informing our program development, not only for the opening, but for the future.
The Asheville Art Museum has seen 7 homes since its debut in 1948, and this isn't even its first renovation since moving to PAX Square 25 years ago. Soon after an expansion at the turn of the 21st century, museum leaders learned they would need another one to accommodate a growing collection and the demands of touring exhibitions. Plans for this renovation began 10 years ago, and the recession was just the start of delays.
We've had the opportunity to test ideas and to fine-tune plans during that period that we might not have otherwise had, so I think it's made for a stronger, better project.
When the museum reopens, passersby will see floor-to-ceiling windows leading to 64,000 square feet of galleries. That's nearly 4 times the exhibition space at the museum when it opened in PAX Square. Myers hopes the renovated and revitalized museum draws a new generation of locals into discovery.
The entrance kind of area that now has been demolished to make way for the new core didn't speak museum or welcome. I'm absolutely convinced that they will be here, and that's what we're hearing from those individuals who are participating with us offsite, that they are really excited about this opening and this being their museum.
In the meantime, you'll find the exhibition Unwrapped, Gifts from the Peter Norton Family Christmas Project on view at the South Slope space. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.